you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Tuesday, July 6th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Still underway, a search for a man suspected of abducting his 2-year-old son and killing the boy's mother. An Amber Alert was issued yesterday afternoon in all Southern California counties after the little boy, Celestine Stute III, was taken. Riverside County authorities say he was last seen sometime Sunday in Lake Elsinore. They're looking for the little boy's father, 42-year-old Celestine Stute Jr. He's driving a charcoal gray 2020 Kia Optima. It has a temporary California license plate, U335133. It might also have a different plate number, 8VQU461. Police say if you see that Kia Optimum, contact them. They also say Celestine Stute should be considered armed and dangerous. Now to weather news. Researchers at UCLA say extreme precipitation and greenhouse gas emissions are linked. They used climate modeling to find the connection between emissions and a rise in the frequency and magnitude of extreme snow and rain, like Hurricane Harvey. That's the giant storm that overwhelmed Houston back in 2017, flooding much of the city. They trained a computer to find the same pattern in historic weather data. Study co-author Alex Hall says the pattern emerged at the same time in both the models and the historic data.
The models are predicting that this signal should become evident somewhere in the early 2000s. And that is, in fact, when we see it emerging in the observations as well. So there's a nice match between what the models are predicting and what we actually observe in the observational record.
The UCLA study says we should prepare for more extreme weather. It also says it's still important to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The pandemic is winding down, and businesses are starting to rebound from more than a year of restrictions. A coalition in Long Beach says businesses run by members of the LGBTQ+ community will need extra support. Carlos Torres is the executive director of the LGBTQ Center of Long Beach. He says many of those local businesses tend to be smaller, which made them more vulnerable.
Clearly, businesses, particularly small businesses, businesses that are minority-owned, women-owned, have bear the brunt of the economic toll on the pandemic brought about.
Ellie Perez co-founded the nonprofit travel guide Visit Gay Long Beach. She says the LGBTQ+ community and its allies can do their part to support local entrepreneurs.
One way is to, of course, curate the places where our money is best spent and where we know that we are supporting each other. Because we are a small community, I think it's very important.
Ellie Perez says supporting those local businesses is also essential for building a more inclusive and successful economy in Long Beach. The California Independent System Operator, the state's electric grid manager, called this year's first power-saving flex alert on June 17th, and social media went into overdrive. Some posts claim Californians were told not to charge their electric cars, but Cap Radio's Sasha Hupka says that wasn't exactly the message.
Electric car owners shouldn't worry. For starters, most cars can go a while without being plugged in. The alert, which is triggered when the state's power grid is stressed, simply ask drivers to charge their cars before evening hours when some energy sources aren't available. Plus, these alerts don't happen often. But the social media posts raise important questions, like whether California's grid is ready for a push toward electric cars. Gil Tal studies electric vehicles at UC Davis. He says the state is ready for now.
So we can have millions of electric cars on today's grid with no problem. We have less than a million today, and we can go to 3, 4, 5 million without doing any serious upgrade.
Experts say some grid issues will need to be fixed for the long term. Severin Borenstein with the Energy Institute at UC Berkeley sees it as an opportunity.
California is really on the cutting edge of integrating wind and solar into generation. That gives us the opportunity to be a leader in coordinating the electric vehicles with the intermittent renewables.
California's power grid will need to produce and store more electricity to reliably make the shift to an entirely electrified fleet. But experts say the state should be fine if things are done in tandem. For the CAP Radio Network, I'm Sasha Hupka.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.